Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dan Pilla is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Pilla is a member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in IRS procedures. He was a consultant to the National Commission on Restructuring the IRS. He's the author of many, many books on the topic, including his new one, How to Win Your Tax Audit. And he's a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Dan Pilla. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, I was telling the audience before you got here about that you were joining us, and I was just pointing out that the IRS, and there have been times when the IRS has been very helpful to me, and there have been times when they were part of the problem.
And
for a small business owner, a lot of small business owners that I know literally live, they've never had a run-in with the IRS, but they literally live in mortal fear of having to do that. And I think it's important for us today to lay out when should you be worried that you got a problem with the IRS, and when should you just kind of take it easy and chill out a little bit. You're okay. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's a good observation. I mean, not everybody has a horrible experience with
right.
the Internal Revenue Service. There just isn't any question about that. But the fact is that once you come under an audit, especially for a small business, the stakes are very high. And more importantly, Jim, the burden of proof is very high for
right.
a small business. You know, you have to be able to prove that your tax return is correct. And for small business people, for example, that might be using space in their home for an office, that's a stiff burden of proof you have to establish.
Right. Right.
You're using your automobile for business.
Let's back up for a minute.
Sure.
Let's start with the beginning. The first thing that's going to happen. The first thing is you're going to get a notice. Let's talk about the different notices, because if you get a notice from the IRS and they say, we think you owe us more taxes, that's not really an audit. That's where they've audited your return and they think you've made a mistake, and you can either pay them or you can dispute it, right? I mean, so
this is not
a time to get excited. This is a time just to deal with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Most people that go through an audit actually go through an electronic audit, or really a behind-the-scenes
right.
audit,
right.
where the IRS looks at your tax return for sure, but you don't necessarily sit down across the table from them and go through your shoebox full of records. You get a notice that says, "Dear Mr. Smith, you made a mistake. We fixed it, and now you owe us, you know, $1,500."
Usually be a number that won't take you down, but it'll make you mad because you think you've already paid your taxes. But I'll be honest with you, Dan. I'm convinced that you get some of those notices where the IRS have no idea whether you owe them that money. I think they just send you the bill to see if you'll pay it.
Oh, there's no question about it, Jim.
I believe that with all my heart.
I've documented this over and over again, that the IRS sends bogus notices to the public.
I got a bill yesterday from AT&T for $58. They said I owed that money to them, or they were going to turn off my service. Well, guess what? When we looked at it, we realized it was a wrong number. It was made out to me. It was a bogus bill. It was from somebody not connected to AT&T. My point is, that was a ruse. It was a scam. I think the IRS does the same thing.
Well, they certainly do a version of it, for sure. Because, I mean, listen, I have documented over and over again that the IRS sends bogus bills to the public, bills that they know or should know are wrong, and the problem is they don't communicate clearly with people,
mm-hmm.
and people get these things and they don't know what to do with them. But the fact of the matter is that the IRS's research and the Government Accountability Office, the GAO's research shows that these notices are wrong up to half the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know how to respond to them.
You're right
when you say you shouldn't panic. But on the other hand, you shouldn't just get out the checkbook either.
You need
to know how to respond.
You have to deal with it, but you do have to deal with it.
Right, no question about it.
The red letter certified mail will come if you don't deal with it, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. No question about it. And even when the certified mail comes, Jim, there's a procedure to follow that's very simple that allows you to challenge what the... Listen, the audit process that small business people go through can be very grueling. But on the other hand, one of the things I talk about in the book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, is exactly what records you need to keep to prove that your tax return is correct. And then I take you to the next step and I show you exactly how to use those records to, in fact, prove that your tax return is correct.
Let me ask you one more quick question. I'm going to get into that. Is it safe to say that you're not really under an audit until you receive a certified letter?
Well, no, that's not safe to say at all, really. Okay. There's a couple ways that the IRS does it. We talked about the electronic process. That's an audit. Right. The IRS uses the
correspondence. But I mean, you're not really, you shouldn't think that you're about to have an audit until they actually tell you, you know, we're going to come and visit you.
Well, no. Anybody is susceptible to audit at any time. As I said, most of the audits go on behind the scenes, where you don't actually know what's going on until you get a notice that says, we've audited your tax return, we found a mistake. So it can be happening without your knowledge. The majority of audits that small business people will go through, however, is a face-to-face audit where the IRS sends you a letter.
And that's the one where they're going to send you a certified letter before they get there.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's my point. Before the person comes to see you, you'll know it because they're going to send you a certified letter. If you're getting regular letters in the mail, that means they're giving you an opportunity to fix something without having to come see you.
Well, yeah, but don't confuse the certified letter. When they start a face-to-face audit, they do not begin that audit with a certified letter. They just simply send you a letter that says, your return's been accepted selected for examination.
Right.
We want to look at a couple of points on your tax return. Here are the items that are in question. Mm-hmm. Here's the date for your meeting. Bring your stuff in.
Right.
That is not necessarily a certified letter.
All right. But that's what it will say.
That's right.
So this is how you differentiate between, they've checked my records, they think I'm wrong, and they want this money. And then the other one would be they're wanting me to bring some stuff down. They think I've left something out. That's two different things. I need a website, Dan.
Yeah, the website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces, taxhelponline.com.
And How to Win Your Tax Audit is your brand new book, right?
That's right. Yep.
An Insider's Guide to Successfully Negotiating with the IRS. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to let Dan go right into 1, 2, 3, how you need to get ready for this. I wanted him to talk, though. The reason I wanted you to know the different kinds of correspondence you're going to get from the IRS and how to know when to deal with each one of them and how to do it. And this is another reason why this correspondence is another reason why I have a CPA do my taxes. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.